edition of the Flipside coming your way for this Tuesday, June the 26th. Robbie Noel with you for the next hour. Well, it seems as though there's a little Euro fatigue prevalent on Wall Street today. Also, it seems as though most traders are content to sit back and wait for the week to unfold with the Supreme Court's decision on Obamacare tomorrow, followed by the week's big kahuna, and that is the European Central Bank Summit coming up on Friday. Art Cashin, the old curmudgeon from UBS, adding his voice to the many, saying, mark your calendar and cross your fingers, as he notes the disproportionate prevalence of events that usually occur between now and September. Needless to say, there's not much green on my screen as we speak. Dow off 14 at 12,488. NASDAQ off, I should say higher by 6 at 2,842. Dollar index marginally stronger at 82.49. No Middle East tensions. Crude oil sitting at $79 a barrel. Don't expect that to show up at the gas pumps anytime soon. And a good day to sell gold and silver. Gold off $15 at $15.71. Silver off $57 at $27.07. We have platinum off $16 at $14.34. Likewise for palladium off $12 at $600 even. XAU mining index lower by 3, sitting at 154.45. I've been looking forward to speaking with today's guest for a long time. I'm not sure if I've got his bio down exactly, but I'm sure he will correct me when we come back after the break. But my special guest for the day is Bob Moriarty. Some of you may be familiar with his writings. Bob, Vietnam-era pilot, holds numerous aviation records, and is the owner of two websites I visit on a consistent basis, just because I find the content very informative, 321 Gold and 321 Energy. I also enjoy the many articles that Bob has penned, in particular because he's one of those asset guys that thinks outside the box and doesn't follow the normal dictates of many of the so-called precious metal gurus out there. And I also find his writings about obscure companies extremely informative. So we'll take this quick time out and be back with our guest, Bob Moriarty, after these messages.
Hey, meat eaters, the freeze-dry guy wants to know, does your emergency food supply meet the standards for survival? Then get the 144-day meat variety unit from the freeze-dry guy. Our meat units utilize only quality Mountain House freeze-dried cooked ground chicken and ground beef, the undisputed choice for great taste and highest nutrition. The Freeze Dry Guy's 144-day meat variety unit includes six number 10 cans of the very best freeze-dried animal protein for power you'll need when the going gets tough. Every Meat Eater's 144-day meat variety unit comes with a free medical kit and always free shipping to the lower 48. Need more than 144 days? See our one-year-plus Meat Eater's units at freezedryguy.com. And hey, the Freeze Dry Guy still has LRP rations, but they're going fast. Don't wait until tomorrow. Call now, 866-404-3663. That's 866-404-3663. Or go to freezedryguy.com and meet the standards for survival.
Chlorine, fluoride, pathogens, and more are in the water you drink day to day. Do you want the ability to remove and reduce those harmful things in the water you drink? You can. How? With a Berkey water filter. A complete standalone gravity filter system that requires no electricity and no plumbing. Use for emergencies or for every day. Berkey systems come in seven different sizes. Where can you get one? From GetBerkey.com. That's GetBerkey.com. With the purchase of each system, you get 50% off accessories, such as fluoride filters, water level spigot, and sport bottles. Plus, free shipping on all orders over $25. For a limited time, get 5% off all ceramic systems when you use coupon code RBN. Call GetBerkey at 855-GetBerkey. That's 855-438-2375. Or visit GetBerkey.com. That's GetBerkey.com.
Don't answer it! How can I stop these annoying collection calls?
Imagine being free from your debt without settling and with no payment plans, no negotiating or filing bankruptcy, and no attorneys. What if you could eliminate the risk from all your unsecured debt in about 90 days and keep all your money? You can. It's called Zero Debt Guarantee, and it works. There's no other program of its kind on the planet, and we guarantee the results in writing. Call now, 800-477-9256. Let our team of experts provide you with the resources to fight back, stop collection calls, and prevent and stop wage garnishments and bank levies. If you're facing foreclosure, we can help. Don't go it alone. Get free information now by calling 800-477-9256. Talk to an expert who has also completed our program. Call 800-477-9256 for free info. Or go to ZeroDebtGuarantee.com. That's 800-477-9256. Or go to ZeroDebtGuarantee.com.
Jacuzzi wouldn't work. Then the butler quit on me, man. Can you believe it? Jerk. Must have been my...
Welcome back to the flip side for this Tuesday, and it's my great pleasure to welcome Bob Moriarty to the show. Hey, Bob.
Hey, Robbie. How are you?
I'm doing fine, sir. Thank you so much. I've been looking forward to this chat for a while.
Well, good. I'm pleased to be on.
Yes, absolutely. Did I miss anything in your bio?
Yes and no. It's complete. I was a Marine. I spent 6 years in the Marine Corps. I spent 2 years in Vietnam. And I've done some interesting things since then.
Yes, absolutely. Can you tell me the aviation records you have?
They started in the Marine Corps. I was the youngest naval aviator during Vietnam. I was a fighter pilot when I was 20. I had 824 missions of combat. I was a captain in the Marine Corps when I was 22. I've got about 15 aviation records, New York to Paris in two different categories, Paris to New York, Paris to London, London to Paris, some altitude records and some speed records, and that's pretty much it for aviation.
Do you still fly? It sounds like it's something that's in your blood.
I bought an airplane, and I've spent 6 months trying to get it fixed to get it airworthy.
Okay. Because you also have an extensive travel schedule that I can deduce from your many writings about some mining operations that can be best described as being in the sticks.
I think that Brent Cook and I do more traveling than any other five guys in the industry.
Well, let me ask you this, and I ask this just from reading your many articles about many of the miners that you do go to. You have a vast background knowledge of mining operations. Were you a miner?
No, that's interesting. Everything that I know, I was in the computer business, I was in aviation, and I kind of stumbled into the mining business 10 years ago. My wife and I were semi-retired, and I was convinced gold and silver were at the bottom. I started doing mining tours, and everything I know, people have taught me on mining tours.
So you would just show up at a mine with a little bit of background knowledge, and they would welcome you and show you around? And
absolutely. The problem with the mining business is there's about 3,000 juniors, and it's very difficult for them to get their story out. So if someone shows any ability to write intelligently about mining, yeah, I have people standing in line trying to get me to visit their projects. I travel about 50% of the time, and I think it's very important because, you know, as you well know, we're on the verge of a total financial disaster. My belief is that if you don't own some gold and silver and you're not invested in resource stocks, you're going to be wiped out financially.
Now, a lot of people, when they obviously look at insuring themselves against, political or financial Armageddon, depends on how you look at it, they look predominantly towards physical gold and silver in the form of coins. And it seems as though the resource stocks have been passed over, and I think in large part people get nervous about the volatility in the miners as opposed to, you know, just holding on to the physical metal. And I have noted of late that obviously the mining sector has come under a lot of pressure, which is hard to explain. I mean,
it's actually fairly easy to explain.
Okay.
Every commodity, every investment changes relative value to other investments. And in really simple terms, things are cheap and they get expensive. And if you want to make money investing in anything, you need to buy when things are cheap and sell when things get expensive. Now, when I heard that, I was probably 20 years old, 25 years old, just back from Vietnam, and I thought, God, that's really stupid. It's so simple that it can't possibly be correct, but it really is correct. And in the case of the juniors, the fact that they're volatile is wonderful. The typical junior changes price 300 to 400% a year. So if you buy a junior when it's cheap and you sell it when it's expensive and you ignore everything else, you make a lot of money.
Oh, there's no question that I agree, but I guess my question is, how do I identify when a junior is a good value, and if I can I throw out a couple of names to you and just get your take on them?
Sure. Well, let me explain something first of all.
Okay.
You just touched something very important. How do you know when juniors are cheap? Well, first of all, the price tells you they're cheap, but you can compare the price of gold to the price of the juniors or the price of GDX. You can compare shares to the price of gold, and I track that. I use the XAU over gold, and we're at the lowest price we've ever been in history. So in relative terms, gold shares are exceptionally cheap now, and the fact that they're out of favor is absolutely wonderful. And before you ask me about any individual stocks, I will say the very worst gold juniors out there today are extraordinary value, and they're going to go up in the next year to 18 months.
Now, the stock I want to ask you about, is, and I'm doing it for a semi-selfish reason, and I'm sure you were familiar with Bob Chapman.
Sure.
And one of Bob's, and I had many discussions with Bob, but one of his favorite junior miners was Silver Standard Resources.
Right.
And
Silver Standard Resources was $1.20 a share in December of 2001, and that was one of the first silver stocks that I wrote about. And I said that if you wanted to buy an option on silver, Silver Standard Resources was the very best stock to buy. And I think it went up to $45 a share. Anybody who took my advice made a fortune. And to this day, it's a great option on silver.
Well, absolutely. I think today it's trading for around about 11. I could be off a penny here or there. And if memory serves me, in 2011 was when it was trading at around that $40 area. Am I correct?
I don't track it that well. I know it's
somewhere
in excess of 45 as early as 2008. And again, if you believe in silver and owning physical gold and physical silver is an insurance policy against total chaos, that doesn't mean every penny you have should be an insurance policy against total chaos, but some of what you have should be an insurance policy against total chaos. If you're going to invest, you need to be looking at stocks like Silver Standard, which is a wonderful option on silver. At 45, I would say it was expensive, and at 11, I would say it was cheap. Now, when silver went up to $50 an ounce in April of last year, I said this is a top. We have all the signs of a top. It's expensive. It's not a good deal here. But at $26 an ounce, it obviously is cheap.
Can one use the analogy, and I don't know if this is a correct analogy to look at silver juniors as, but with physical silver spot price currently at 27, and with Silver Standard Resources currently trading at 11, can I say that's buying silver at discount? If the physical market's at 27 and Silver Standard's at 11, then obviously it's not a giant leap to say it's equivalent to buying silver at $11.
Yes, that's absolutely correct. It's a good analogy. One of the things that we tend to forget, when silver went to $50 an ounce, there were so many cheerleaders out there saying silver's going to $500 an ounce, that
yes.
Everybody thought that $50 an ounce was the correct price for silver. And they forgot that $26 an ounce is a really good price for silver. Anybody in the silver business...
We got a commercial break here. Hang on a sec. We'll pick it up after these messages.
As many of you know, natural supplements are fantastic for your body and have zero side effects. You need to restore your body's natural balance. Terravim strives to carry only the highest quality dietary supplements and natural vitamins that can be beneficial in helping your body recover from the impact of daily stress, allergens, illness, environmental pollution, and the aging process. Why buy from Terravim? Simple. Terravim provides a rewards program. Earn $1 for every $10 spent, free health consultations, free shipping on all orders, and an additional 10% discount on every order when you mention the coupon code RBN. Call 866-647-4372. That's 866-647-4372, or go to terravim.com. That's TERRAVIM.com. Terravim, the best supplements on earth.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Do you need that sustained boost of energy, but want a more natural way of attaining it without the jolt and crash or the jitters you get from coffee and energy drinks? Zoom Tea is the healthy, sugar-free pick-me-up for body, mind, and soul. Does your coffee help you with weight control, mental clarity, anti-cancer properties, or give you an immune system boost? How about helping to stabilize your blood pressure, reduce your cholesterol, and increase your regularity? Now you can have all these health benefits with Zoom Tea. Check out ZoomTea.com or call our friendly staff at 575-936-7000. That's 575-936-7000. A one-month supply of Zoom Tea is only $20, and you get free shipping. Add chai seed to your order for only $12.95 to increase your benefits. Go to ZoomTea.com. That's ZoomTea.com to learn more.
Welcome back to Flipside for this Tuesday, and we are speaking with Bob Mariotti from 321 Gold. Bob, you were saying before the break, and I think I mentioned it briefly, you are one of only a few folks out there that don't march to the same beat of the drum as many other analysts like Ted Butler and Dave Morgan, as you were saying before the break, you know, obviously writing about silver going to 500. And I'd have to say that's lowballing on some of the analysts I read. I've seen that as high as $1,000.
Here's what's happening, Robbie. First of all, any time someone says silver's going to $500 an ounce, you have to ask yourself, where's it coming from? Now, if a guy is in the business where he's making his income from selling silver, he's going to have a bias. To the extent that I wish some of these guys would identify where their income comes from, because it would be more obvious why they're saying what they say. The one question that I've always categorically refused to answer every time I've ever spoken is, where is the price of silver or gold going to go to? Because none of us know. Okay, here's the deal. If you can tell me what the value of the dollar will be 2 years from now, I'll tell you what the value of silver is going to be. But you can't tell me what the value of the dollar is. Nobody can. Okay, we could have hyperinflation or we could have deflation, and we just don't know. We are in the biggest financial crisis in world history. I don't want to play that down at all, but we could have $50,000 silver in hyperinflation, or we could have $20 silver, and they could both buy exactly the same thing. The value in owning gold, the value in owning silver, the value of owning platinum or palladium is their money. They're going to retain their value. They're going to have some value. How would you like to have $1 million in Greek bonds right now?
Yes.
Dr. Faber, when he speaks, he always ends his speeches the same way. He says, what you should do is you should go buy $1 million T-bill, and you should frame it, and you should put it on your wall, for when your grandkids come over, you can point to it and say, that used to be money. And he's right. Okay.
Yes, exactly.
I can answer what the price of gold is going to go to or the price of silver is going to go to if you can quote the value of an ounce of silver in Zimbabwe dollars.
That's a good question, considering I'm from Zimbabwe, Bob, but I don't think I could calculate it.
Exactly. The problem is, in a hyperinflation, we forget that when you're talking about the price of silver, you're talking about the price of gold. You're really talking about two different commodities. You're talking about silver, plus you're talking about the value of the dollar. Now, in Zimbabwe dollars, you couldn't quote the value of silver and gold. You could only quote it in cartons of eggs or loaves of bread or days of labor or fuel or something. We're going to go into that situation. So people are real popular when they go out and say silver is going to go to $500 an ounce, but they are not giving valuable information to investors. When I talk to investors, I tell them, look, this is simple. Buy cheap, sell high. I've called every major top at silver for the last 10 years and most of the bottoms. Now, that's valuable information. To say that silver is going to go to $500 an ounce is not valuable information. It's noise.
So let me ask you this, Bob. Sure. mean, you've seen a myriad of economic situations in your life.
Right.
Are we truly at a unique time in history?
We're at a turning point that literally goes back to 1694. Okay. The Bank of England was formed in 1694. It was not the first central bank. It's just a central bank that's been in business the longest. The real purpose of central banks is to provide funds to the king so they can wage war. It's a way of taxation of the population. I mean, you can look at the Federal Reserve since 1913. Now, in theory, the Federal Reserve was formed to stabilize the value of the dollar. Well, before the Federal Reserve, we didn't need it. And after the Federal Reserve, they've done exactly the opposite. We are at peak government because central banks create money and governments get elected by spending money, by paying off the population, and they have bankrupted the entire world. Yeah, we're at a turning point. We're going to go back to less government, and that's a good thing.
Speaking with Bob Moriarty from 321 Gold, we'll take another quick timeout and be right back.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network because you can handle the truth.
Herbal Healer Academy's new summer specials. Our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale. Organic liquid iodine, liquid cal, Meg, vitamin D, CoQ10 with hawthorn, colon enhancer, Super 2, natural laxative, our exceptional product, Connexin, memory power, and Super Male and Femplex. All on sale for the summer at herbalhealer.com. Also, 10% off on the HHA Survival Course. This is an important time to have this information. Might save your life. Nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education. herbalhealer.com. Free online newsletter. Quality natural medicine supplier since 1988. We ship the same day you place your order. Free 128-page catalog with your first order. Go to herbalhealer.com today. herbalhealer.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
A healthy heart starts with Extendovite. I've always believed that I had to have a strong defense to overcome the new superbugs of today. Extendivite, a 7-herb heart protection cocktail, not only helped me to overcome a massive heart attack, but it also has built up my natural immune defenses against colds and flus. Extendivite has so many benefits that we all should be taking Extendivite to build up our defenses for what superbugs might emerge yet. So start today, clean out the toxins, and be as healthy as you can be. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Hey, honey, I'm home. I grabbed a newspaper on the way home. Look at all the news today.
Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Huh. For some reason, the majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper doesn't give out the important attention of what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
No, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com, where reality shatters illusion.
Tuesday, our special guest, Bob Moriarty from 321 Gold. Bob, you were talking about central banks before the break, and the Bank of England in particular.
Okay, basically what we've got is we have a financial system controlled by the central banks of the world who are printing unlimited amounts of fiat currency. And there can be only one solution. That solution has to be disaster. Now, that's never been a problem before, because throughout world history, if they had a crash in Ethiopia or Colombia or Brazil, it was localized. But we're going to have a crash now that's going to be throughout the world. I mean, you can watch what's going on in Europe. In Europe, it's really wonderful because, I mean, my concept is that unlimited money gives you unlimited government. Eventually, you run out of the ability of the willingness of people to take unlimited money, and government has to collapse as the money collapses. The EU is doomed. Anybody who can add can figure that out. Every government in the EU has spent more money than they collect in taxes, and they want people to believe that we can somehow shuffle the little pea around, and the problem's going to go away. Well, it's not going to go away. You have to live within your means. Now, this is true of us as individuals. It's true of corporations, and it's true of governments. And governments are saying, well, the laws of supply and demand don't work. We can change them, and we can keep printing money, and it's not going to affect anything. It's going to make things better. Well, you can't drink yourself into sobriety and can't spend yourself into prosperity, and that's what governments are trying to do. So the central bank model that goes back to 1694 is flawed, and we need to think about where do we go from here. And frankly, no one really knows.
Well, I do find it of interest, and I'm sure you've noted it as well, a big change over the last decade, and that heretofore relatively obscure central banks in Turkey, Russia, Ukraine, Kazakhstan have been dramatically increasing their gold allocations.
Well, there was something even more significant that happened, I think, last weekend. Gold has been made a tier one asset. Banks hate government, or I'm sorry, they love governments. Banks hate gold for a really simple reason. It competes with fiat currency. I mean, what would you rather have, a handful of monopoly money or a silver 1 ounce coin? And the answer is obvious. Everybody understands that. So it's not a conspiracy that banks want to see gold go down. They would far rather have a printing press than gold in their vaults, because you can print money and print and print and print. Well, they've done that, and the world has blown up. It's crashing around their shoulders, and the smart bankers are saying, when the crap hits the fan, we need to have something that has real value. And for the same reason that central bankers are doing, as you say, in the Ukraine, Kazakhstan, or Russia, individuals need to do that. Now, I'm not saying, I do not espouse, everybody should put 100% of their assets into physical gold and silver, because the government could make it illegal to trade in it literally overnight. So you do not want to have all your assets in physical gold and silver. That's one of the things that could happen. But you certainly want to have an insurance policy. Bankers are looking and saying, hey, we need an insurance policy too. But for gold to be made tier one, which means they can use it as a reserve asset, that's enormous. We are going to go to a gold standard at the end of the day, not because anybody wants to. Every banker in history would fight it. We're going to go to it because it's the only solution to a fiat currency that just has blown sky high.
Do you think there's any likelihood with China's acquisition of substantial amounts of gold that at some point it could be maneuvering itself for the one to replace the dollar as the world's reserve currency in the event of a dollar collapse or
I would like to see them do that, and I have contacts who are very close with the Chinese government, and I've suggested that to them for years, and I've at least laid the thought in their mind. Whatever country goes to a gold standard first is going to get enormous value out of it. I think that China very well could do it. Now, you're saying that they bought a lot of gold. They have bought a lot of gold in relative terms, but I think they've gone from 1.5% of their reserves into 3% of their reserves, and the United States has something like 75% of their reserves in gold. In relative terms, China does not own that much gold, but that certainly would be a game changer. If China went into the gold market in a big way, gold would go a lot higher.
Well, I bring that up just out of these, and just so you know, Bob, I'm speaking to you from Baja California, And so I just went through the song and dance routine of the G20 meeting that was held in Cabo San Lucas. And it seems as though, although the media was concentrating on some sort of unified statement coming out of the G20 to lend support to the European bailout, there were a number of other negotiations taking place between the BRIC countries and setting up a monetary system outside of the dollar in the event that we did find ourselves at another Lehman Brothers moment where credit markets freeze up. And so it seems as though Brazil, China, and I believe Korea have entered into bilateral trade agreements where China has put up some $3 trillion into this currency swap arrangement between the BRIC countries.
Well, here's the flaw to that. We are going to have a Lehman moment, but it's going to be 100 times bigger than it was in 2008. I think that I'm having an ancient moment. There's only two or three people in the business who actually write about derivatives. I'm one of them. Derivatives are the time bomb. Derivatives caused the crash in 2008, and they're going to cause the crash that is coming shortly. Italy, Spain, Portugal, all got into the EU by using derivatives to move debts off their balance sheet. So it appeared that they were following the rules of the EU when, in fact, they were far more indebted than the rules allowed for. And that's blowing up right now. Everything about Lehman Brothers was about derivatives. People don't talk about derivatives because they don't understand what they really are. And basically, a derivative.
Well, even the people who regulate derivatives couldn't tell you what a derivative is.
That's absolutely correct. I mean, and you say regulate derivatives. The only thing they've agreed on is we shouldn't regulate derivatives, and they've created a $648 trillion time bomb that is blowing up daily. So for China to put $3 trillion into some kind of fund is meaningless. The derivatives time bomb is blowing up. It's got to be far smaller. Beardsley Bourne was worried about derivatives when they were $60 trillion back in 1998.
And she didn't last long. She was what we affectionately refer to as a dissenting member of the President's Working Group on Financial Affairs.
Exactly.
Greenspan didn't want to hear about the derivatives time bomb.
That's right, but Larry Summers was part of that, and Greenspan was part of that, and she was right. Now, I started warning people about derivatives in February of 2002, and derivatives were $100 trillion then. Well, they went in the excess of $700 trillion, and they stand at $648 trillion right now. That's almost $100,000 per man, woman, and child on Earth, and that is simply absurd. Now, there is an analogy that you can use. If you got a one-quart bottle and somebody comes up and says, I poured 5 gallons of juice into that one-quart bottle, you know that a one-quart bottle can't hold 5 gallons of juice. The world economy at $64 trillion a year cannot support $648 trillion in derivatives. You cannot have $648 trillion worth of legitimate investment. Therefore, what you have is hundreds of trillions of dollars in fraud. Now, if you've been paying attention, and you obviously have, to what's going on with Europe and in Euro, everything that they've said for the last 18 months has turned out to be a lie.
Yes.
Those countries are bankrupt. They need to declare bankruptcy. They need to write off the debts because they are never going to get paid. They need to lower taxes, and they need to decrease government. And until they do that, it's going to get worse and worse and worse. Now, we can either take pain now or more pain later.
Well, I guess you are not expecting any sort of miracle statement to come out of the European summit on Thursday?
Well, no, I am. There will
be. Oh, you are?
Yeah, we know that. They're going to come out and say the problem is solved. But the last 263 times they said that, they lied. So they're going to come out and say it's solved, and then next week somebody else is going to blow up. Cyprus blew up yesterday. Hey, guys, by the way, we need a bailout. Well, they're number five on the list. What happens when France says they need a bailout? What happens when England says they need a bailout? What happens when the United States wakes up to the fact that we're more in debt than anybody in the world?
I know. Isn't that amazing? All this concern on Wall Street over the debt situation in Europe, and yet nobody looks in the mirror and says, oh, by the way, U.S. debt situation is worse than anything in Europe.
Well, here's what I like, and I genuinely see humor in this. Bernanke will say something, or Geithner will say something, or Obama will say something, and the Europeans, who are a bunch of scumbags and liars, turn around and say, mind your own business, you're in worse shape than we are. And of course, they're absolutely correct. Now, to the extent that the Americans are pretty much biting their tongues because they just hate it when somebody points out that we're more bankrupt than Europe.
I know. You know, if it wasn't such a sad topic, it would be a cause for immense humor.
It's not a sad topic. The most wonderful thing in the world would be if every bank in the world shut for a month. We have to cure this. It's a disease. You've got to do something about it. And what we do is we refuse to take the pain. Oh, we don't want to feel any pain. We don't want to feel any pain. The Greeks and the French go to the ballot, and guess what they voted for? We want more freebies. We want this to go on forever. I mean, why the hell did they hold an election? What did they think the Greeks were going to say? We want to start living within our means? I don't think so. You have to live within your means. Now, this is nothing. I'm not inventing some new theory of economics. You have to live within your means. The United States doesn't do it. England doesn't do it. Japan doesn't do it. China doesn't do it. Europe doesn't do it. And they're all pretending, well, we can keep postponing this. Well, the very best thing in the world would be if somebody said, by the way, guys, you got until Monday to live within your means. They're going to have to do it sooner or later. Let's do it sooner. Let's get it over with.
But if they were to adopt that measure, don't you think that that would be the catalyst, and which has obviously got the central bankers very nervous? That would be the catalyst that could unwind that derivative bubble that you spoke about.
How wonderful that would be. We were talking about the price of gold and silver and how it affects mining companies earlier. If silver was $15 an ounce and the mining companies knew it was going to be $15 an ounce a year from now, 2 years from now, 5 years from now, 10 years from now, the mining companies would rather see $15 an ounce than they would see silver going from 50 to 6. It is the uncertainty that hurts mining companies. We need to live within our means. Now, it's not a question of if, it's a question of when. You cannot continue to spend more money than you take in. And every government is sitting there pretending the rules of supply and demand don't apply to them. And they do. Of course they do. But let's get it over with. Let's take the pain now. Let's suffer. And let's go back to a real economy. And if you go back to a real economy, it's really simple. You're going to have to use honest money, and that's gold and silver.
Well, we've been under this kind of philosophy of extend and pretend now for going on the better part of 5 years. It's inevitable, you know, as I've often said, that kick in the can down the road should actually become an Olympic sport. But just as many other analysts have tried to draw comparison between a drug addict and needing another fix, it seems as though we are in that paradigm. You see how the markets react as soon as there's even a hint that Ben Bernanke is going to move to QE3.
Well, what's happened is we've forgotten the laws of supply and demand, and we've all been turned into speculators. We're all trying to guess what kind of stupidity they're coming up with next. The bond market is...
Sorry, Bob, we got a final break coming up here, and we'll do that and get back with some final thoughts after these messages.
Hey, honey, I'm home. I grabbed a newspaper on the way home. Look at all the news today.
Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Ha! Huh. For some reason, the majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper doesn't give out the important attention of what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
No, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com, where reality shatters illusion.
If you're the mother of a child with behavior problems, I'd like to talk to you. My name is Janet Lehman. I'm a behavioral therapist and a mom. I know what it's like when the child you love becomes a defiant, out-of-control child who disrespects you. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the program that tens of thousands of moms are now using to turn around their child's behavior. If you've heard about the Total Transformation and wondered if it will work for you, now you can try it for free. I'm willing to give away 1,000 programs today for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. We'll let you keep it for free. I know the Total Transformation works because I used these techniques with my own son and with troubled kids for over 30 years. Let me prove to you that it works by giving you the program for free.
Call now. 1-800-583-1093. 1-800-583-1093. That's 1-800-583-1093.
Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets. Even with a growing audience every day, RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcasts, as well as a contest corner where we'll raffle different prizes to our listeners. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
This Tuesday, and for the past hour, we have had the pleasure of one of the great minds in the asset business, Bob Mariotti of 3-to-1 Gold. Bob, thank you so much for giving us some of your time, my friend. It's been extremely informative, and as you can guess, if we had another hour, I still wouldn't have got to all the questions I'd like to have asked you.
We live in interesting times. I mean, I found your advertisements quite interesting, and it's absolutely true. People are waking up to the fact that the mass media doesn't work. The mass media is owned. Six guys own 94-95% of the media, and you are being fed propaganda. And to the extent that the reason we operate our website, people don't have to believe every word that I say. I'm not Jesus Christ. But I do offer some insight, and there's a lot of sites like yours and access to information that people have never had before, and there's something very wonderful about that.
Absolutely. And once again, Bob's got two websites. One deals with gold and gold issues. It's 3-to-1 Gold. But he also has a recently added a site called 3-to-1 Energy that deals with the energy markets. And I guess it's a marriage of resources, I guess, Bob?
Yeah, absolutely. Going back to what I said earlier, fiat currencies and paper investments are going to disappear. And if you're going to be safe in the next few years, you need to be in resources.
Is there any difference between a junior miner that sells for under $5 as opposed to those that sell over $11? In other words, what I'm saying is, should the price play any role in decisions you make when you look at juniors? I mean,
I don't think so. Now, to the extent that I tell the companies that I deal with, they need to get their stock price above $3 and preferably above $5. Brokers in the United States cannot recommend stocks under $5, so you really limit yourself. The juniors are a crap game, but they're a crap game in which the payoff is extraordinary. Silver Standard was a perfect example. Silver Standard went from $1.20 to $45, and they could go from $11 to $100 an ounce very easily. Silver Standard's a good company. There's lots of companies above $5 that are good companies, but there's lots of companies below 10 cents. They're going to go up 10 to 20 fold.
Yes, and just for the record, Bob, I was so impressed with your article on Westminster out here in Baja that I added a little to my portfolio. Thank you so much for giving us the time today, my friend. I really hope we can do this again in the not-too-distant future.
Thank you, Robbie. I appreciate the time. Thank you, and have a good day.
You too, my friend. Well, there we go, my friends, Bob Mariotti. And there's a good possibility we will replay this interview because I'm sitting in for John Stadtmuller in the National Intel Report this afternoon. But right now, stand by. Coming up at the top of the hour, Spagnuolo speaks. And see you again later on this afternoon. Till then.